pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by the Hockey Gambling Podcast brand new YouTube page. The Hockey Guys are giving away a hoodie to celebrate their new YouTube channel. Register today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/HGP. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/HGP. You are listening to Scommessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. Also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, you can also follow my other X account. That one is at Lockbang X. That's at Lockbang X. That's where I post free plays, but more significantly, that's where I post my monthly P&L, my profit and loss spreadsheet, which so far my profit and loss spreadsheets have delivered 127 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. In the next 48 hours, I will be swapping that pinned tweet over. At the moment, we are looking at the month of November, but soon we'll be looking at the month of December. The month of December was that 127th month in a row, and it was a monster one with Europa League and Champions League futures added to it. The Champions League futures in particular were just incredible. We've also had an incredible month with the NFL. The January P&L will have the NFL futures from the start of the season added to it as well. So that looks like it's going to be another profitable month, providing everything goes right for us on Sunday. And we're in a good position for things to go right for us. We just need a few teams to come through and not mess things up, such as the Dallas Cowboys to win the NFC East. If you're interested in doing further research and getting aboard the service, you can actually look at all of the other spreadsheets. You don't need to scroll down the X account. Instead, you can just head over to lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com. That's where all the other spreadsheets are. And it's also where you can sign up for the service. When you have a look through my spreadsheets, the key thing to do is have a look at how we manage a bankroll. If we lose a play, we don't lose a one-unit play and then go after it with 2 units or 3 units. We don't do any of that. In fact, you won't find 3 units or 5 units or 10 units or 20-unit plays on there. You won't find max plays. You won't find player of the year plays. You won't find whale plays. You won't find player of the month. You won't find any of that Monopoly money social media garbage. It's just real players for real people who have a disposable income and are looking to make money from this hobby, which is what sports betting should be. Instead, we turn it into sports investing, where you are making money every single month, or at least you have done for 127 months in a row so far. If you have any questions, you can shoot me a DM at the X account I mentioned at the top of this plug. It's at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. So, moving on with this edition of Scommessa Italia, because Italian football is back and the favourites to win the league, Inter Milan, will be up first on Saturday in the 11:30 a.m. kickoff, where they will host Verona as the 1-6 minus 600 favourites to win the game. It's 7-1 on the draw and it's 16-1 here on Verona. This should be a relatively routine victory for Inter. However, I don't expect them to destroy this Verona team and put five or six goals in the back of the net. First of all, I expect some of these teams to be rusty coming off the break. Second of all, Verona just aren't conceding that many goals. They haven't got an incredible defensive record, but they do have the best defensive record of the bottom eight. And they are a team who are just outside the relegation zone. And that's largely because they don't score enough goals. I definitely don't see them scoring one here against Inter. So I like both Inter Milan to win 2-0, because they will win this game. And I also like Inter Milan and the under 4.5 goals, which obviously does give us more protection if Verona can find the back of the net, as long as Inter don't score four goals. But I don't think Inter are going to score four. And I also don't think Verona are going to contribute here towards the scoring. Inter Milan to win 2-0 is available at 4-5 minus 125. And you have to lay a little bit more juice on the safer play of Inter and under 4.5 at 4-6 minus 150. Inter coming to this one having won their last four Serie A matches 2-0, while this Verona side, they have lost four of their last five away matches without scoring. So they've lost four of their last five 2-0, whilst Italy, they have won their last four straight games without conceding, four of their last straight games at home 2-0. Inter have also won 10 of the last 12 Serie A home matches, whilst Inter have also won their last three meetings between these two sides without conceding a goal. So everything points to Inter Milan winning and shutting Verona out. As I said, the Inter Milan to win 2-0 selection is at 4-5 minus 125, but we are going to play it slightly safer just in case there is a little bit of rust in this defence and Verona can nick a goal. We're going to take Inter under 4.5 goals. If Verona do score, I don't think Inter Milan are going to score four goals to make this a losing play. Whilst at the same time, if we take Inter and 4.5 goals, I don't think there's a situation where Inter to nil is going to cash whilst Inter and under 4.5 goals doesn't, because that would mean Inter would need to win this game by 5-0, and I just don't see that happening coming off the winter break. So once again, your main lean here for this game is going to be to take Inter Milan and the under 4.5 goals, and that one is available at 4-6 minus 150 here for this one, your 11:30 a.m. kickoff in Serie A. Before we move on to the other games here on Saturday, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy, because Underdog has a way to play alongside your favourite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favourite players' fantasy stats and you can cash in. So watch along, make your picks and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with our promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about the Hockey Gambling Podcast hoodie offer, as the Hockey Gambling Podcast has just launched a new YouTube channel and they are giving away a HGP hoodie to celebrate. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/HGP to enter. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/HGP to enter. Up next, we jump across to the late game on Saturday as Sassuolo will be hosting Fiorentina. Sassuolo here are the 21-10 home underdogs. It's 13-5 on the draw and it's 23-20 here on Fiorentina. Sassuolo ended our lock run last week. We had hit five straight locks on Scommessa Italia and Sassuolo ended it by not scoring a goal away to AC Milan, which was a huge surprise because Sassuolo had owned AC Milan at Milan, and we didn't need him to continue that. We didn't even need them to avoid a loss. All we needed him to do is to score one goal, and they were not able to oblige. For that reason alone, I'm going to fade these shitbags this week, and I'm going to take Fiorentina to win the game. This Fiorentina side have won four of their last five matches heading into this game. Whilst the Swallow, they've now been beaten in four of their last five. The hosts have suffered 10 defeats across their first 18 matches so far this season. And their terrible home form means that Fiorentina should be backed here instead. They are worthy favourites, and I'm not a fan of Sassuolo after last weekend. So we'll take Fiorentina here on the money line. We'll take them here at the price of 5-4, if that's the line that you can find somewhere with your books. Plus 125, that will be US price. Up next, we jump across to Sunday morning, where AC Milan are in action away to Empoli. Empoli here are the 17-4 home underdogs. It's 3-1 on the draw. And Milan here are at 4-6 minus 150 to pick up a win here in this one. I like Milan to win this, and I like them to get it done with a clean sheet. I also like under 4.5 goals in this game. Both of them significantly improved the price. The clean sheet price, Milan to win 2-0, is actually huge at 2-1 plus 200. But obviously, there is a risk of Empoli scoring a goal. If they do score a goal, I don't think Milan will score four. So perhaps Milan and under 4.5 goals is the better way to go again, like we did with the Inter game. But this time, we're getting plus money at 21-20 plus 105. Milan coming to this one, having won four of the last five games, and expect to build on that and against an Empoli side who are now winless in six straight games. The hosts have scored just five times at home as well this season in nine matches, and they've now gone three games without a goal. So Milan to win with a clean sheet is definitely at a big price here at 2-1 plus 200, with the safer option being Milan and under 4.5 goals, as I mentioned, which will be our main lean here for this game, with a sprinkle on them to win 2-0, but we'll take Milan and under 4.5 goals just in case Empoli do wake up and score, at the price of 21-20 plus 105 here for this one, the 11:30 a.m. kickoff on Sunday morning. Up next, we move on to the game here between Torino and Napoli at 2 o'clock UK time on Sunday. Torino here are the 2-1 home underdogs. It's 11-5 on the draw, and Napoli come to Torino as the 6-4 favourites. Should Napoli really be favourites to win this game, given their recent form? I think they're unbackable, so I'm going to give that a swerve. I'm not going to take either side to win. I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to look at the goals here, and I'm going to take BTTS at the price of even money plus 100. Torino aren't a team who are involved in high-scoring games, but they have put together a decent scoring run at home, notching in five straight matches coming into this one. While Napoli, they have a great record against Torino in general, having won the last five meetings with Torino, and therefore I do think they'll be able to contribute towards the scoring, whilst I'm still certain that they'll concede, not just because Torino have scored in their last five straight home games, but also because the visitors coming to this one having kept just two clean sheets across their last 11 matches. So I'm happy to take BTTS here. Torino boast a solid home record, one of which has seen them pick up their goal scoring form as of late, with five straight goals at home. We're going to take BTTS at even money plus 100 as our selection here for this one. Up next, we've got a game between Udinese and Lazio, where Lazio come to Udinese as 6-5 favourite. It's 9-4 on the draw, and it's 23-10 here on Udinese. Obviously, we've spoke about this multiple times. This isn't the same Lazio side that finished second in the league last season. While it's not the same Napoli team that won the league last season, they are massively both underperforming. And therefore, again, it's difficult here to back Lazio as a favourite. And once again, we're going to go to the well with BTTS and run through the supporting data for the selection, which again is a plus money selection, this time at an even better price of 21-20 plus 105. This Udinese team have seen BTTS cash in six of the last seven matches at home, And more goals should be expected there after they put three goals past one of the league's best defences last time out. Whilst this Lazio team, they'll certainly be targeting a better second half of the season in order to push for the European places. But coming into this one, they have scored in four of the last five away trips in the league. The hosts have conceded in 78% of their home matches this season. And as I mentioned, BTTS has landed in six of Udinese's last seven home games. So getting BTTS at plus 105 does offer up some decent value for the selection here for this one. Up next, we look at the game here between Salernitana and Juve, where Juve are the 2-5 away favourites. It's 15-4 on the draw, and it's 15-2 here on Salernitana. Difficult to make any case here for Salernitana as they lost 6-1 to Juve in midweek, and Juve should put up another win here in this one. While the hosts have seen BTTS land in four of the last five matches, and whilst Juve have conceded in the last three trips, I do believe that taking Juve and under 4.5 goals should be safe here in this game. I get that Juve have conceded in six of the last eight games. I get that Salernitana have scored a goal against them. They've scored in seven of the last eight, including the 6-1 defeat to Juve on Thursday. And Juve scored six in that game. This is going to be a difficult type of game. Salernitana will look at that defeat and will be looking to shut the defence down. They'll be looking to be a lot more tight at the back after that humiliation. And playing the same team just a few days later does mean that you know what you're facing, and they'll be well prepared for a Juve team who put six past them. So because of that, I'm actually using the fact that Juve scored seven goals as a reason why they'll get nowhere near that here this time round. I think this will be a much more cagey outing, with Juve finding the moment of quality to come out on top, given that the visitors have won 10 of their last 12 matches going into that and have emerged as genuine title contenders. So we're going to go for Juve and under 4.5 goals. Obviously, we're going to get a better price than usual on this selection because these two teams just played in midweek and produced seven goals. But the Juve and under 4.5 goal selection is available at 8-11. That's a rarity for Juve. That would be a lot shorter at another time of the season against another opponent. But here we're going to jump on that at the price of 8-11 here for this one. The final game we cover here on the Sunday slate is between Roma and Atalanta, where Roma will be looking to build on their impressive home form as a 13-10 favourite. It's 11-5 on the draw, and it's also 11-5 here on Atalanta. I think you have to like Roma to win at home. That's really the way it works with Roma. They are a far different team away from home than they are at home. They haven't got the best record against top sides this season, but they should be able to beat an Atlanta team who are just a point above them. They have to beat a top side eventually, given their home record, and I think this could be the one. The hosts, they have claimed points on the road at the bottom six only, but they've lost five times against teams from 14th and above. So the bottom feeders, no problem for Atalanta away from home. But when they travel to the better teams, which Roma certainly are, they find it a lot more difficult. Roma, as I said, they're solid at home. They've now won 10 of the last 11 at home in all competitions. And I think they're a great price to pick up the win here in this one. I quoted it at 13-10 plus 110. If you do shop around, the best price I've seen is at 6-4 plus 150. That's not widely available. My 13-10 is easily available. In fact, 7-5 is lurking around at a lot of places. So I probably should have quoted this at plus 140 instead of just using the book that I use, because the book I use has actually got the worst price on this game. So 7-5 on Roma on the money line, given that data, given Atalanta's poor away form against the better teams, and given the fact that Roma have just been very, very solid at home this season, I think adding those two things together lands me on Roma on the money line here for this one. Before we close out with a lock on the show, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Game Time. Ticket buying is always a stressful experience if you're getting tickets at the last minute. If you're buying it from a secondary market source, you can find it difficult to find seats where you want to sit. Sometimes those seats can be too pricey. Sometimes you think better seats can become available and then they go, and then you're stuck having to buy more expensive seats in a worse location. Sometimes it takes too long for the tickets to come through and you're stressing on the day of the event. Ticket buying shouldn't be that stressful, and Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy and theatre near you. With killer last-minute deals and a best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you'll actually have at the event. So snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account and use the code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, but again, create an account and redeem the code CFBX for $20 off. Download the Game Time the app today for last-minute tickets at the lowest price guaranteed. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use our code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Closing out with your lock on the show. Obviously, Inter Milan are an absolute shoo-in to win on Saturday. The 1-6 minus 600 price tells you that by itself. But we're going to go for Inter Milan and we're going to tack on the under 4.5 goals here. As I said, I don't see Inter Milan conceding in this game, whilst I also don't see them racking up the goals. The under 4.5 goals does provide you more protection in Inter Milan to win to nil, but they should win to nil as they have won to nil in their last 4 Serie A matches at home, whilst this Verona team, they have lost 4 of their last 5 away games without scoring, and Inter Milan, they've won the last 3 meetings between these two sides without Verona scoring. But just in case there is a crazy moment, a counter-attack, an own goal, a major mistake, a ricochet, deflection, whatever it may take for Verona to get themselves a goal in this game, the under 4.5 goals does give us protection. We only lose if Verona score and Inter Milan then score 4 goals en route to a 4-1 or 5-1 or 6-1 victory. This would be a losing bet, but I don't think that's going to be the case. I look for Inter Milan to see this out by a 2-0, 3-0 scoreline. As I mentioned when we were breaking down this game, Verona, they may be one spot outside the relegation zone, but they're not conceding a lot of goals. At the same time, they're not scoring goals. So this plays perfect for us. They're the perfect team to oppose. They are the team who've conceded the lowest number of goals out of the bottom 8. So that puts us in good stead here. They'll park the bus. They'll set up with a low block. They'll invite Inter Milan to break through. And Inter Milan, they will break through and they will win this game. So once again, your lock on the show is Inter Milan and under 4.5 goals at 4-6 minus 150. Before we close out, let me let you know that I am still going to deliver the Champions League recap show and the Euro 2024 recap show, recapping the draws and looking at the futures that came from those draws as well. So we'll be looking at the groups and we'll be looking at the qualification odds from the Champions League draw as well. I did not do those shows in midweek. I took an extended break because I worked solidly through Christmas, but I will be delivering those shows along with the EPL mid-season review. And the BetMFC mid-season review will be out first because we're going to cover the Wigan game on the same podcast. We're going to use the recap of the Forest game as kind of a barometer to move forward with our season review, because that's just classic Man United. That's been classic Man United all season. Getting massive win against Aston Villa from two goals down. Aston Villa obviously flying this season, and that gave us a lot of confidence because the second half performance was just absolutely phenomenal from United. I don't think it could be matched by any side in the Premier League this season. And then we go and lose away to Nottingham Forest and the performance is absolutely shit. So I think using those two games as a starting point absolutely epitomizes Manchester United season. So I want that in there. So from that point, we're going to talk about that Forest game. We're going to use it to piggyback onto the season review. And then we're going to look ahead to the FA Cup game against Wigan. Your other FA Cup games are covered on this week's edition of the EPL show. It is a selected game show where we are going to pick out five or six selected games that we like. We do that with a European show every week. That's kind of like getting five or six premium picks if I'm picking the best of the best from the FA Cup draws. So that's a show that you shouldn't miss. And that is also available right now on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always. And thanks for listening.